Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today is Monday, wash day in most American homes, and we sincerely hope that every Monday is White King wash day for you. Yes, every Monday morning, before you begin your weekly wash, be sure, be very sure, you have a box of White King soap on hand. White King is first and foremost a washing machine soap. When you use White King in your washing machine, you are sure of getting plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds. Those suds wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. And White King suds stand up even when you cool the water down to safely wash dainty undies, fleecy blankets, and bright colored cottons. And White King suds rinse away freely and completely in your rinse water, leaving your clothes free of both suds and soil, clean as clean can be. So remember, please, no washing machine works better than the soap you use. Nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. In Paris, Frank Chandler has traced the interrupted telephone call from Robert Regent to a hotel in Bayonne in the south of France. But upon calling the hotel, he is told that Regent had become ill and had been taken to a hospital by a friend whose name is not known. And in Bayonne, after hours of calling at hospitals, Chandler can find no trace of a patient named Regent. Later, dining at a Spanish cafe whose proprietor, Alvarez, was once well known to Chandler, they recognize a dancer as Natasha, a young girl Bob had saved from a slave market in Egypt months ago. To their surprise, she refuses an invitation to their table. Then suddenly Chandler recognizes her companion. It is Vicente Gomez, a member of the Daku Kafai, Brothers of Jeopardy, now allied with the sinister Roxor. Chandu, the magician.
Senor Chandler, I regret. Natasha does not wish to come over to your table.
Oh, that's all right, Alvarez. Tell me, do you know the fellow at the table with her?
Por supuesto. His name is Gomez. He is Natasha's cousin. Que Dios me valga, I do not like him. Whenever he comes here, there are always tears and sadness. It is very unpleasant, and it is not good for my café.
Somebody ought to poke him in the nose.
No. Please, senor, not in the café, senor Regent, por favor.
Sit down, Bob.
I'll go over there and see what he was up to. I'll be back in a minute.
Pero, señora, you have not touched your dinner. Caramba, I will have something else served to you.
No, thank you, Mr. Alvarez. Very nice. I'm not hungry.
We came to Bayonne to meet my father, Mr. Alvarez. And now we don't know where he is.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But this is not so serious, senora. When he does not find you at your hotel, he will speak your name to the police, and they will know where to find you.
I wish it were that simple. You see, he doesn't know we're here.
Mom, look. Gomez slid out just as Uncle Frank went up to the table.
I hope he will not return. Esa sinvergüenza. Ay, pobrecita. She does not like him. I know it.
Well, I know Natasha's not mixed up in that gang of Roxors.
Gomez was working for Dimitri, Bob. And you know him. Maybe Natasha can't help it.
Oh, gosh. Well, if that's it, Uncle Frank will have to do something.
Children, this is not the place to talk about that.
Oh, I suppose not.
Perdóneme, señor. You speak of a Prince Dimitri. This is a Russian with black hair, a white face, as if he had never seen the sun.
Oh, don't tell me he's here.
Mother, you know he was arrested the day we left Lobova.
When was he here, Mr. Alvarez?
Oh, 2 or 3 months ago, with this Gomez.
Oh.
At that time, Natasha said Gomez was traveling to Istanbul, and she hoped she would not see him again.
Oh, well, That's too long ago to have any connection with my husband's disappearance.
Senora, welcome. You are really concerned that your husband is missing. Now, this is serious.
Oh, I suppose I shouldn't be. I talked to him on the telephone only yesterday. Frank, what did she say?
Something I didn't believe.
Senor Chandler. I begin to see this is indeed like the old days. Well, I will leave you to speak between yourselves.
Ask Francisco to bring our coffee, will you, Alvarez?
Si, senor.
Well, what did Natasha say, Uncle Frank?
She told it so badly, I'm sure she wasn't telling the truth.
She didn't know anything about Robert?
She said she did.
Oh?
Gomez told her Robert had gone to Singapore.
That's just silly.
Is there an airport here?
I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway.
Doesn't matter?
You know as well as I do, Dot, that Robert wouldn't take off for Singapore without telling you. Or at least he wouldn't throw me off the track by telling Chaudet he was going to Cairo.
Oh, the whole thing's insane. Why in the world should Gomez say anything about Robert to that girl?
I think it was done on the spur of the moment when he saw us come in.
You do?
Yes. That's the one thing that makes me sure Robert's here in Bayonne. Or has been here.
Why?
Roxor's done his best to separate us all. Getting you off on the train in the snow, miles from nowhere. So I'd give up everything and look for you. And now this.
You mean Roxor might not know where Dad is?
Well, suppose Gomez ran into your father here. And when he was taken ill, Gomez offered to take him to a hospital.
Would Daddy go with him when he didn't even trust his own assistants in the lab?
He might, at first.
Frank, you don't even seem surprised that he was ill. Has he been ill before this? You didn't tell me.
He asked me not to, Dot.
What's the matter with him, Uncle Frank?
Well, you know he hasn't been well for a long time, dear.
Oh, those brutal guards of Roxor's. But you should have told me anyway, Frank. If I'd known
it, Mom, Dad didn't go to a hospital or we'd have found him.
I think Robert got suspicious of Gomez and left him. And now Gomez is doing his best to get me out of Bayonne in a hurry. By George.
What?
Now that I think of it again, Roxor didn't say he actually had those notes on the experiment. He said he would have them.
Well?
That means someone is bringing them here. Let's go back to the hotel.
Un momento, Senor Chandler. You see, I have brought the coffee myself.
Oh, thanks, Alvarez, but we won't wait. I just remembered something. Here you are.
Oh, put your money in your pocket, senor. I would be disgraced not to offer your family my hospitality.
Nonsense, you can't.
Claro que sí, y con mucho gusto. Now, when you bring your sister's husband to dinner, tomorrow perhaps, I will charge you but double, that I promise you. Vaya este con Dios, señora.
What an elevator. A birdcage with asthma.
Oh, Bob.
Come into my room for a moment, will you, Frank? Good night, children.
At this hour?
Oh, I'm not sending you to bed. I just want to talk to Uncle Frank.
You have my room key, Bob.
Oh, yeah, here. Hey, Betts, let's go back downstairs and see if we can find some magazines or something to read.
All right. The world could have come to an end while we were in Montebania, and we'd never have known it.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Bob.
Huh?
You're not by any chance thinking of going back to the cafe to see Natasha?
Heck no.
Well, if you were, don't. Now, darling. Robert must have a good reason for what he's doing. As Bob says, give him a break.
Oh, I thought it was finished and he'd be going home with us and it's beginning all over again.
Well, why not wait and see? Sit down. I know you're exhausted.
I feel as if we should be doing something. Why can't Roxor let us alone?
Sit down, Dot.
Oh.
Roxor has an obsession about controlling Robert's knowledge and skill. It's a mania with it.
You don't have to tell me that.
Coupled with the idea that he's some kind of superhuman figure, destined to rule the world.
But he's just been shown he can't even conquer a tiny little country like Montebania.
He won't stop at that. You, didn't see him on the train to Paris, did you?
Good heavens, no. Was he on it?
I don't know. He's gone somewhere to lick his wounds, though. And get ready for next time.
Oh, are we going to be haunted by that creature as long as we live?
The whole world will be, Dot, until he finally learns it's no use and gives up.
Or people like you and Robert get tired of fighting him and give up yourself.
Now, Dorothy.
Maybe that's what's happened to Robert. He's decided it's not worth it.
You know better than that.
No, I don't. I can see exactly why any of you might. All the people in your kind of work everywhere. Men like Mr. Blackburn in London. Even poor Mr. Chaudet. spending every moment of your lives just trying to decide where Roxor is going to strike next so you can stop him.
It's more than that, Dot.
Is it? Reminds me of the UN meetings. Breaking up early because they're just too discouraged to go on. Those endless delaying arguments.
Dorothy.
And I don't blame them. And I wouldn't blame Robert if he'd hunt up Roxor and say, here, take the experiments and do what you like. Just so you let me alone.
Don't, Dot.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
You're so tired, you don't know what you're saying. You know it wouldn't stop there. It never has.
Oh, don't you ever get tired yourself. You have no life of your own. Now look at Najee. So terrified of something she did or didn't do years ago, she's even afraid of you.
Dorothy, is that what she told you yesterday?
Well, something like that. She wouldn't tell me what it was. Oh, Frank, I've never felt so helpless in my life.
Listen to me, dear. I don't mean to sound smug about it, but there's always something to do, some way out. Believe that. I've seen it happen 1,000 times. There.
The psychic summons, and the crystal was lost in the fire.
Oh, no. No. Look. It's right here.
Is this what you meant by a way out?
Why not? That's the way it's meant to be. Look with me, Dot.
Hot sunshine. A narrow street. Frank.
Yes. It's Cairo. A street in the bazaars.
It's no place I've ever been. I'd forgotten how crowded those streets can be. That's something that's going on now. Wouldn't it be dark in Cairo?
It may not be happening now.
It's odd we don't hear anyone's voice. Just that queer music.
Yes. A street of shops. Looks like some kind of festival. See the big green banner beside the door of that shop?
Yes. This doesn't mean a thing to me. Do you understand it?
Well, just a minute. There's a man coming through the crowd in European clothes. You see him?
No. Oh, yes, I do. Going into the shop. Frank!
Well, now we know Gomez was lying. That's Robert.
Our drama has come to a close until tomorrow night. But there's drama and maybe magic in millions of homes where White King soap is used. Once upon a time, people thought they should buy 2 or 3 kinds of soap. One for washing machine and dishpan, maybe 1 or 2 for dainty things like lingerie and stockings. But more and more people discovered White King, the one and only one soap you ever need, no matter who you are, where you live, or what you have to wash. Your husband may be an engineer, or he may work in a bank. You may have sheets and pillowcases no end to wash, or you may live in a hotel with no laundering problem other than your nylons. Listen to these wonderful words. White King gets out the stubbornest dirt. White King protects, as with a caress, the daintiest fabrics. Know what you'll say? Do you? You'll say this. I love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.